Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is our social media expert. She is the galactic social media guru. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she helps small business owners all over the place develop and create and execute their social media strategy with real world solutions, right, Kathy?
Yes.
None of this.
I'm
none of this.
To be here.
It's good to have you back. None of this, starry eyed social media is the most wonderful thing in the world. Business. It's reality, right? Those are your solutions.
Well, we have to be real about this.
Yeah.
It isn't some sky in the pie, dream, which, everybody would love. Everybody is looking for the silver bullet.
It is not. The social media is not a silver bullet. It is a slow moving battleship that over time you will use very effectively, but it is not a silver bullet, is it?
No.
And that's the problem. Isn't that the problem for a lot of business owners? They're looking for a silver bullet and they think this might help them, and then they get even less response from social media than they would from an ad, but the ads aren't working like they used to, and it's just really frustrating right now, isn't it?
It is, and it is one of the biggest challenges that small businesses face today, because they don't really know what to do, and that's why they listen to your wonderful show, Jim, because you have all these great...
All these really smart people like you on, right? Hey, Kathy, tell us what Google's up to these days.
Well, Google is taking on another industry, which, we know that they're the Goliath out there, and so now they're working on... an airfare comparison site.
Airfare comparison, wow.
Yeah, they're going
to... That actually sounds like it might help.
Well, the whole thing is, though, they will be tackling an industry that, like Expedia and Kayak and Skyscanner and some of those tools that are out there right now, that they aggregate fares so you can go to a place and do comparison.
Right.
But... The problem, is that with those systems, they're getting a fee from the airline industry and from booking. What Google is going to do, or what their plans are, is to not take that commission, to do it for free.
Wow.
And use that as an additional ad source. They want more places for their ads to show up. And so,
all right, I'm confused. Who's going to get the money?
Well, the airlines don't have to pay the commission then to.
So the airline keeps the money.
The airline's going to benefit from it because they wouldn't have to pay out additional commission fee. Mm-hmm. Google benefits because they're reaching another massive audience.
So you're saying the new eyeballs, that the extra eyeballs, the I'm going to go on Google more often to check on airline comparison fare comparisons. That if that act is going to be enough for Google, and they're going to reallow the commission back to the airlines.
Yes, they're instead of selling its standard ads on the back of its ability to reach its massive audience. So
this could be as big as Google is. This could be a major disruption for the travel websites.
Yes, Absolutely.
Just like, not unlike, Kathy, what happened to the travel agents back in the 90s.
Exactly. So, you know, it's evolving. It's always evolving. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to watch, you know, the new players that jump in. But the same thing that happens to travel agents.
Yeah.
Now you have those travel aggregators that they're going to be hit big with Google jumping into that place and saying, hey, well, you know, we see it as a new new source of ad.
I wrote an article a few years ago called Waking Up in Wall World. The title was Waking Up in Wall World, meaning this guy, the protagonist in my satire was living in a place on a planet, this planet called Wall World, because Walmart had taken over. I might have to change that satire and write one now about waking up in Google World. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about LinkedIn.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.